Troy.
Well, it's not specific enough to tell me what to do.
All right, I can elaborate on that one.
Yeah. Because you guys can hear some lawyer coming in saying that tomorrow morning.
What are the potential?
You're expecting specifically tomorrow morning,
yeah.
Huh?
Well, any morning this week.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So,
thanks, John. This was a good analysis. I appreciate
yeah, so
it.
Thank
it,
you.
It's a starting point, and then I think, I don't know if when I'm here in 2 weeks we could.
Yeah.
I know that we're designing that meeting for a specific purpose, but.
But we can still maybe have a few minutes to go over
A few minutes
this.
To go, continue going over
sure.
it.
Sure. We seem to do pretty good at our planning meetings, getting stuff done.
Yeah.
So far.
I got 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Call May and Milford Supervisors to order with pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
But I'll touch base with you more if you have any comments. You'll let me know.
All right, yeah.
Thanks, John.
John, I'm going to be
see you in a couple
frank
Mondays.
And honest with you. My daughter's getting married on Saturday, and I'm probably not going to have a chance to look at it till
so
after that.
Listen, I thought it was this important. Saturday.
In about a week, I will follow up with you.
That's completely understandable. That's the most important
thing. Thank you.
Enjoy that, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Why is it every time I come up here, it's always crappy weather?
I know, Pam. Always.
Did you bring it?
I think
right.
so.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, John. Thanks.
Well, thank you, John.
I was looking at the calendar this morning.
Trying
said,
to figure out which.
I know you told me it was 18 days. I figured when you told me that.
How
I think
you?
It's a Saturday.
Thank you. How are you?
It is. Thanks. It is. I'm going as fast as I can, but there's
I know
just
what
too
you're
much.
Going through.
Too much.
Yeah. Approval of the minutes from the previous meeting on June 2nd.
I make a motion to table.
I will second that motion.
Motion to table?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. So passed.
Thank you.
Treasurer's report.
Sure. Thank you. State police fines and penalties in the amount of $321.72 was directly deposited. And I also received $12,689.63 from real estate transfer taxes and $100 from zoning. And that's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Roadmaster's report. And the last couple of weeks we've been working on the trucks, getting some more stuff done on them. Put a new Milford Township sign up on Route 6. Because that one was stolen. That would be the third one for the year. I kind of like these Milford Township signs for some reason. At this time, I'd like to make a motion that we advertise the paving for the Foster Hill Road. We own just about a half mile of road up there.
I make a motion that we advertise for the paving on in the paper and pen bid.
How do you do pen bid?
The office can do it. They'll help. PennBid will help the office put it up there.
Okay.
That's the right one, yeah?
PennBid.
All right, that's thank you.
Right. Yeah,
that makes
both
it
spots, dispatch and PennBid?
Yes.
Yes, both spots.
I'll second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Zoning.
After the last meeting, I didn't receive any new permits.
Thank you.
Carmen Didiano, the applicant for AutoZone at 550 Route 6 and 209, attended the Planning Commission workshop. He will submit a formal application before the regular Planning Commission meeting next week and will likely be recommended for a hearing in July. And also the proposed amendment to the zoning ordinance by DEPG was also discussed. Further updates will be made to this proposed amendment.
We never did make the zoning amendment that required a certain amount of time before the meeting for it to go in, did we? And I was thinking about, as the hearings were being scheduled, there is an outstanding amendment that we brought through and didn't have a public hearing on that we were waiting on until we were having another public hearing so we could do them both at the same time. but it didn't get put together. Yeah. Perhaps at the next planning board meeting, Tony, if you...
Bring it up.
Yeah.
Public
but if you could prepare one, sorry. If you could prepare one and fill in the blank of the number of days that they would like to use, I think that would be prudent.
Yep.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we've
10 days.
But we've had this...
Agreed on.
Was it?
I think it was 10 days.
Yeah, planning, we asked for 10 days.
10 business days.
10 business days.
10 business days. Yeah.
2 weeks before the planning.
Yeah. That's what
they agreed to.
What
the
AutoZone agreed to.
Well, they've been pretty good about it so far, so good, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you could prepare that amendment.
We had asked for that a while back.
Correct.
With 10 days, we put in mm-hmm. 10 business days.
And I think it just never came forward as an actual zoning amendment, mm-hmm. even though it's been discussed, I think, the entire time I've been on the board.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, while we're under zoning, we still do not have a full-time or a zoning officer. I noticed out of Monroe County, I just see that Blooming Grove Township just went to third-party zoning.
Mm-hmm. And who did Blooming Grove hire?
A little short name, I can't remember it.
It wasn't BUI, right?
No, it wasn't BUI.
Right, because I've been going around to them. Everybody's given up the zoning.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. the ones that do have zoning are staying on that side of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
They're not coming up this far.
But I just saw in the paper that Blooming Grove just hired a third party.
Yeah.
Most of Monroe County has the same company.
We'll take a couple of them.
Like NEIF or something like that.
Yeah,
NEIF.
NEIC.
It's Sean McGlynn.
You know.
Sean McGlynn and Company or something.
It's, that covers most of Monroe. Initials, but their initials too. NEIC.
Sean, is that the F?
How are they?
F.
They're pretty good. They're not bad.
FMH.
They do our building in Jefferson.
Okay, but they do zoning.
Yeah, but they don't do our zoning anymore. We have our own zoning officer.
Yeah.
But they were good when they were there.
Somebody seems to want to do something.
Yeah, that's the Martino brothers.
So perhaps we should
then Amazon or Sean's going to be able to do it.
Should we put out some kind of a request for proposal? Or
that would be a good idea.
Yeah, get a list from.
Probably, I don't think code.
Code enforcement doesn't.
They don't do it anymore.
No, they don't do zoning.
Right now, PSATS is about to run an academy in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, I know McGlynn's outfit does. I can't remember the name.
SFM?
SFM, that's it. SFM, I know NEIC does also.
NEIC.
Yeah, they're actually from up around Scranton, looks.
That's the one Blooming Grove hired.
Yeah, NEIC.
NEIC.
They do building and zoning, but they used to do our zoning, but they don't anymore. We hired a full-time zoning officer.
Where's that?
Jefferson.
In Jefferson. Yeah.
Not full-time, 3 days a week.
Can we see if we can obtain whatever materials Blooming Grove used to solicit proposals?
Mm-hmm. You call Blooming Grove Township? Talk to their secretary?
Sure.
Joanne?
That's her name, Joe.
Still Joanne?
Yeah. Joanna, right?
Yeah, Joanna. Donnie,
yeah.
She's been there forever.
Yeah. She's the one that comes out and takes a part with Blooming for Napa.
I didn't hear that.
Okay.
Anything on the public participation?
I just have one quick question on that Forster Hill paving road. So that's going out to bid, is that correct?
Yes.
Is there a deadline on that?
The bid will be, I believe, July 21st.
Thank you.
Be advertised the next 2 weeks.
Thank
you. Secretary's report.
Sure, thank you. I received a request for a well-to-septic distance waiver for a property in the township. It is an emergency repair. A real estate assessment appeal hearing for a property on Foster Hill Road has been scheduled for June 25, 2025. The Pike County Area Agency on Aging sent information regarding a fare increase for Pike County transportation effective July 1, 2025. I received the county's tax revenue summary as of June 2, 2025. The Pike County Conservation District sent an inspection report for a property on Route 6 and 209. There are no violations. I received a request from the Greenwood Hills Homeowners Association to use the township building on June 17 at 7:30 p.m. Their certificate of insurance is on file. Mary Cooney also requested it to use the meeting room on June 28 for the same association. UGI plans to evaluate any customer-owned piping that may create elevated temperature environments underground in proximity to natural gas lines. I can post this information on the website if you would like me to. The Pennsylvania Department of Transportation invites the public to an online plan display regarding the Route 6 bridge replacement project. And that's all.
Okay. Gary?
Yes.
7:15.
Okay.
We should post that notice on the website for the PennDOT hearing, for the PennDOT. Sure.
At this time, I'd like to adjourn our meeting and to go to a public hearing for adopting our zoning map.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the date and time scheduled for the public hearing on the proposed Milford Township zoning map. The meeting has been advertised on May 22nd and May 29th. Properties have been posted, and the letters have gone out to all of the required recipients in the zones that have been changed. The map has been available here in the township now for a bit of time. We have had some people come in. I've also received some correspondence, which I'd like to go through now. If our court reporter is ready.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
You're ready to go.
I am willing.
Okay, you're going. Okay. First correspondence we received was on May 21st, 2025, from David and Michelle Eckes, who are the owners of 121 Route 6 Milford and 123 Route 6 Milford, indicating that their properties have been commercial on the DG district since they purchased them, and requesting that we not rezone them to residential. We also received correspondence on April 28, 2025 from the owners of the former Donald Quick property at 124 Mountain View Court, Milford, PA, indicating that they indicate in their letter that they believe the property was being sold as residential. There was no mention of it being commercial, and they request the property be left as residential. We also received a telephone call from bear with me, I had it right here. Vincent Ira, E-I-R-A. Mr. Ira called the office indicating that he wanted to know, he wasn't concerned about any zoning change, but he wanted to know if the change in the map would affect his tax assessment. I did leave him a message indicating that tax assessment's a matter for the county, and that his property was in the developmental district, is a house presently, and unless he's made substantial improvements to his house, he probably would not be reassessed until the county does a countywide reassessment. I don't know, is Mr. Ira here tonight or in person or on the phone? On Zoom? No? Okay. Also received correspondence from dated June 10th, 2025, from the Pike County Planning and Mapping Office. That correspondence identified five particular parcels that they asked us to consider rezoning as a result of the zoning map change. And I'll go through those. I think I identified to the supervisors in a correspondence previously position regarding those. But just for the record, the Pike County Planning and Mapping Office requested that parcel 112-0125.02, which is divided, I believe, by Interstate 84. I'm sorry, this is the one where the extra lot no longer exists, and on Mountain View Court. We went to the tax records, and the tax records do show that the lot still is there. So I don't see any reason to change that. Tax parcel 07900-01-02, currently shown in the DD district. This parcel is owned and operated as a municipal park by Dingman Township, and they asked us to consider changing that to a limited growth district. Again, unless the supervisors see a compelling need to do that, it's operated as a park. Tax parcel 113.01-03-08 is shown in the residential district and needs to be changed to the development district to match its current use. Trying to remember what the comment was.
That's the Blue Ridge.
That's the Blue Ridge Cable building.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is in a residential district.
Which is in a residential district. So unless there's a compelling need to move that to the DD, we will leave the map alone. And also the last comment was that the four parcels that are now owned by Walter Cressy, and he's desiring that to be left in residential district. So with those comments in place, I would then turn it over to any public comments regarding the zoning map. Is there anyone here for a public comment regarding the proposed change to the Milford Township zoning map? No one present in person. Is there anyone online that has a comment regarding the proposed change to the Milford Township zoning map?
Okay, there's a comment chat. Says, this is Austin Peter, owner of 120 Drake Lane.
Right.
I would like to be left commercial.
He's staying commercial.
That stays DD?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is that on the map?
That's Salt Hill Power Equipment.
Yes. That's not scheduled for a change.
Not scheduled for a change.
Okay. Any other comments?
Route 6. So he'd be in here?
Yeah.
Anyone else online for the Milford Township zoning map? Anyone else present? Going once, going twice, Mr. Chairman, I believe.
Wait,
that's the end of your...
He just sent a message.
This is my residence,
this
not
is
my
residence.
Shop property.
Drake Lane goes up to the right before it even gets there.
Mm-hmm.
Drake Lane's just up past... it's the first road past the... it's almost catty corner from coming out of Pine Acres.
What do we know?
Line.
What the
that's this.
What the identification number is for that parcel, Mr. Peter?
That's 84, right?
Everything but Drake's property is commercial down here. So.
This is Route 6, right? That's Old Owego.
Right, so it's on
so
the
this
right.
is Apple Valley.
Those up.
That's
next to
the house.
Chiropractic.
Drake, I think.
So this is that's Drake.
No, I'm not sure.
And then it connects around?
This one's Drake in the back here.
Drake's over here.
And so it's not shown?
No.
So he's talking about this piece right here?
Private driveway.
Is that this piece?
Should be just about there. Stucky Drake's old house up in there.
That doesn't help me.
Oh, okay.
And I can't look it up by former owner on the GIS.
Okay, so where are we at?
Let me see if I can look
it up. It should be right in here.
Okay, so it's in the residential district now.
That one.
But look, it's surrounded on both sides by commercials.
DD. Right.
No, I think is Drake's property yet. Because this is the old Allotons.
Okay.
And I know Drake's property went up alongside it. And that was just an entranceway to get to the property in the back.
So this is the where the axe throwing place was in here. And then that'd be what?
His driveway is past the axe. Come on.
Okay, so there, I'm looking at something that it looks like.
He might still be commercial. I don't think we're going to change his.
No, so if it's this one, it's definitely residential.
Yeah, but that's I'm positive that's Drake's property.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he bought it.
Well, he did.
Huh?
That's where he lives.
That's where.
So where did our people
That's where.
I think the internet is unstable. It's trying to connect.
Yeah, I can't even get on the internet.
But he bought Drake's place.
What we're trying to solve by the changes.
Is that a question or a comment?
That's a question.
Okay. We aren't trying to solve any problems. We're trying to amend the map to indicate what it is.
The current use.
What the current uses are.
We're also trying to have a map that has the scale and the digital mapping to show every single parcel clearly. Because the map that we had in place before was hand-colored. And so it wasn't down to the parcel-by-parcel level, and that generated some issues for even our staff to be able to clearly identify.
This is the former map.
So you can see that's pretty old, right?
Yeah,
not very parcel-by-parcel.
So you say updating, but are you changing?
Well,
like, are we going to get built up around? Are we going to have factories? Are we going to have warehouses? Are we going to have...
No.
This is a reflection of how the zoning is now, with a couple of places where we are changing as a reflection of the fact that the zoning didn't accurately depict what was in place. So a prime example is Hickory Hills.
Yes.
Hickory Hills, because it fronts on Route 6, was previously zoned as our development district, where you could do lots of,
commercial.
Pretty much as commercial industrial as you can get, you would be able to do in that zone. Now, the covenants in the community association would certainly prevent someone from doing that. So in this new map, we are zoning it to the one grade down that better reflects what is there. So
Rachel, I just want to...
Yeah.
Hold off for 1 second. Sir, can you state your name and
for the
address
court report,
for the court
please.
Reporter?
My name is Michael Cronin. I'm at 181 Owego Turnpike.
And
181 Owego Turnpike.
Right. Yep, right in Owego.
And this is... And your name, please, for the court reporter?
You're really not giving my name.
I'm asking you for your name and address for the...
It's a public hearing.
So, we have to make a record of it.
Okay, then I'm going to leave.
Okay.
It's really not necessary. You can stay. You don't.
No, he's making it pretty clear that I'm not welcome here.
You are welcome.
You're welcome.
I'm asking you for
your name and your address.
For the court reporter to accurately reflect any statements that you make on the record, she needs to know who to attribute them to.
Humorous?
Yes. We're required.
It's very disrespectful, sir. Rachel, I thank you so much for your explanation. I think you were very nice, and I really appreciate your time and your explanation. You, on the other hand, I could do without.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Hey, Mr. Cronin, would you like to point out to us where your property is on the map? And what your concern is?
I'm not concerned at all. I'm actually happy.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And so...
You want to dig this out or Milford Township side?
I'm, it depends, you want to call or send me mail? I mean, I'm technically Milford.
Milford Township.
Yeah.
Well, my son's in Milford Township, but his Shohola address.
Yeah, I have a Shohola mailing address.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, probably best if you don't actually write on it, but if you want to just, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I think we have Mr. Peter back.
And you're happy to see the...
I don't want a Dollar General sitting in the lot next door.
Dollar General's already pretty close to your location.
It already is.
I can't think they would want to be any closer than have another location closer to that.
Every map, I'm just going to take a look at the 86 map, but every map I have, it's presidential.
I'd be more concerned if somebody that isn't right next door, like, eventually start closing in. So, like I said, I don't have a problem with it, I just want to understand it.
Right, yeah, so you looked at the hand-colored map and the scale of it.
Well, I knew I was developing a district on the front side, so I just want to know what the map is.
Yeah.
My son's developing it.
Yes, yes.
Right, now which one is your son?
He got on six.
So, on this map, this would be six?
He's commercial.
He's commercial.
So he's in the red?
Yeah.
And that was your property, sir, borders the Dingham Township line?
It was across the street.
So, the folks who asked us...
Okay, so the property, direct property was, every map I looked at was always residential.
It's residential.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, are they still here? Is that Austin Drake?
No, that's Rich. Rich Peters.
Rich Peter?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Austin Peter.
Okay.
Hi, sir.
Hey, Austin.
Hi.
You had a request regarding your property on the zoning map?
Yeah, as far as I knew, that it was deeded commercial. I'd have to go back and pull it, but I wasn't notified either, honestly. They posted the notification on the wrong property. So I actually asked my neighbor.
Your neighbor's property was the one that was supposed to be posted. Right. Yours never came up.
No, yours wasn't being changed.
Yours wasn't being changed because every map we have shows it in residential.
Okay. That wasn't what I thought was in the deed, so I'll have to pull it and take a look. How long do you have the map active?
Your zoning is typically not going to be in a deed, sir. But you might have a permit that was issued at some point that would indicate the zoning.
A commercial property,
but houses up in there.
Yeah, because I know Drake's ran a commercial business out of here at one time, so.
Is the property currently being used for commercial purposes?
It's been used for storage.
Personal storage or storage for rental?
Personal storage.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to not be able to down the road be used for commercial storage.
They could always put on a request to have it changed to commercial.
Yeah.
Do you have your tax bill handy that you have your tax map ID number?
I do not. I can take a look and pull it though. I do not have it handy.
I mean, is that the property, and just for purposes of the record, is that the property that's between the two developmental district properties?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, so on the older maps, it shows his driveway as commercial, but not the property.
So it's like a little island of residential and a sea of red.
Well, it's long.
It's a long, narrow piece of property, right?
It's a flag, mostly a flag lot.
It is a flag lot.
On the entrance, he's got commercial on both sides.
Yeah.
And back, I can't find the date, but we did have it where we went back 1,000 feet on both sides of Route 6 and made it commercial.
Yeah.
So on the older map, it shows the first 1,000 feet of his property commercial and the rest residential.
All right. So,